Midday News Time, 8:24. We're asking our social media audience today with the Denver Travel and Adventure Show coming into town this weekend. Do you have any plans to take a trip either internationally, domestically, or not at all?
Right. So far, most of the respondents saying they'll take some form of vacation this year. Joining us now to share some travel tips, keynote speaker at the Denver Travel Show, Denver Travel and Adventure Show. But he's also best known as the travel detective. It's Peter Greenberg. Peter, always love having you come on with us here on Colorado's Morning News. We're going to have our in-house travel expert with us, Pat Worded, as well. And we want to know, is travel perhaps more popular than it has ever been? And why do you think that is?
Well, you know, you got to go back to the pandemic to find the answer for that, because it was during the pandemic that we changed radically our purchasing patterns. You know, we looked at, you know, what COVID was doing either to us or loved ones, and we came to a decision that we didn't really want to buy material items, new cars, new clothing, new jewelry, new expensive homes. No. We wanted to buy experiences because we felt a ticking clock. And so when we were able to travel, everybody called it revenge travel. It's not revenge travel. It's much more finely tuned demand. And we just came out of the gate racing because we had that ticking clock and we were not going to be denied. So we've taken our purchasing pattern and put it directly into experience.
You know, I think a lot of people have those bucket list locations and experiences, but in some ways they've grown weary of the huge motor coaches all arriving at the must-see same places at the same time. So given that, how can travelers avoid those crowds at the places they really want to see?
Well, you have to basically embrace a contrarian view of travel. I'll be talking about that this weekend in Denver. You know, you have to say, okay, I don't need to go during the on season. I'll go during the off season. I'm not going to France for a suntan, but I don't want to stand in line. I want to have an experience where I'm not part of 30,000 people a day at the Louvre. And the same thing happens in Venice. The same thing happens in Barcelona. The same thing happens in Athens. And that's just Europe. We can spend the next hour talking about all the other locations. So we have to refine our goals. And we have to be a better planner so that we get a chance to have those experiences without the stress.
Peter, your speaker series at the Denver Travel and Adventure Show is titled Pushing the Envelope, The Secrets of Becoming a Road Warrior. And you touched on it a little bit there, but what do you hope attendees will really take away from that speaker series?
Well, the best thing to figure out, especially in this environment, is how to never take a no from somebody who's not empowered to give you a yes in the first place. You know, we every time we get online, every time we get to a counter or a gate, someone there is to tell us we can't do something. And we have to figure out who can we talk to who can tell us that we can do it. Because the beauty of travel is when you get to keep your options. And that's what our goal is. And that's what I'll be talking about.
Peter, I know you've addressed this before, but sometimes when people are looking to get out and escape and travel, we have a tendency to forget what's in our own backyard. Is it still good advice to say, hey, look, if you want to say locally or 50, 100 miles away, and you can have a really great experience?
You're not kidding. You know, last year was the year you talked about bucket lists. Everybody had to go overseas, and they weren't even price sensitive. So hotel rates were soaring. Airfares were at historic highs. Domestic fares and domestic destinations suffered. So guess what's going to happen this year? We're predicting that airfares on international routes are going to be going up about 10%, but on domestic routes, they're going to be going down between 9 and 16%. It's a perfect time to rediscover your own country.
Well, what are some of the top destinations then that you have on your list for this year in terms of places that maybe people haven't been thinking about before this?
Well, do you want to talk overseas or do you want to talk domestic?
Both.
Okay. Well, overseas, you have to look at countries that really haven't gotten a lot of love, but that are amazing, right? Slovenia, Estonia, those are two. Portugal was hot, absolutely, but now the Azores, part of Portugal. And then, of course, if you go into the southern hemisphere, there's Tasmania, not just Australia. There's Fiji, not just New Zealand, or Tahiti. But those are now actually more affordable, not Tahiti, but New Zealand. Domestically, it's a wide, wide world, because take a look at the Midwest. I'm a huge fan of those states that, and of course, the southern part of the country. I'm a huge fan of places that don't get a lot of love, like Mississippi and Louisiana. They have great coastlines that nobody even knows. Of course, in the Midwest, I'm a huge fan of Wisconsin. Wisconsin has got everything, especially, I mean, maybe not in February, but Wisconsin's got everything at the rest of the time of the year. And you know what? It's all doable, because you don't have to fly through Chicago. Go to Milwaukee. I'm a big fan of alternate airports. Providence instead of Boston, Oakland instead of San Francisco, Midway instead of Chicago, but Milwaukee's the secret airport for Chicago. And then, of course, if you go down to the southern part of the country, you know, you don't have to go to Miami or Fort Lauderdale. There's so many other locations you could go to that are not going to be overcrowded, and you're not standing in line at Disney waiting to see Mickey.
You can hear more of his wisdom at the Travel and Adventure Show, which takes place at the Colorado Convention Center Saturday and Sunday. More ticket information at travelshows.com. It's the Travel Detective,